We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Tiger Style Report here on the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast Network, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life, visit your local agent or find us on the web at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. I'm your host, Matt Manley. Joined with me, as always, co-host Bo Bayman in studio. Bo, we got a lot to talk about today.
I can't believe that we're already looking forward to the season. That's the best part. I mean, it's almost October, and here we go.
I tell you what, you could feel it in the air today. It's chilly, it's hoodie weather, and that means we're one day closer to wrestling season.
Yeah, and schedule's not official yet, but we kind of know, especially being in the Big 12, we know who we're going to wrestle.
We know who we're going to wrestle. Waiting on a few contracts to get finalized before we can officially put out, you know, days and times and whatnot, but unless something drastic happens, these opponents are going to stay the same, and we're going to kind of start doing a little preview today, and we'll see how far we get. We might cut it to 57 today and do the second half next week. But I got to tell you, putting these together and looking at this, I knew our schedule was tough. I didn't know it was this tough. You can't take a duel off. I mean, there is not a duel on this schedule that you can look at it and say, okay, we can kind of look past this one.
Well, you said this last week, and it really kind of resonated with me. No offense to the MAC, but when you were in the MAC and you wrestled there, the team came in, you saw, hey, there's one guy who's ranked, or there's two guys that are ranked. Now you're going against teams with practically minimum seven guys ranked. And so, like you said, you can't take anything off because the team is going to be so good that comes in.
Absolutely. And just to kind of compare that, I mean, in the past years, looking at MAC dual lineups, like you said, Bo, the top tier MAC teams, you would hope to see four or five ranked guys. When you look at the Big 12 schedule we've got here, you look at the bottom tier, most of those you're seeing four, five, six ranked guys on the 10th, 11th, 12th best team on paper in the Big 12. It's an insanely deep conference, and I have no problem saying it. A lot of weights, this is the toughest conference in the country.
Well, I mean,
bar none.
Yeah, Oklahoma, as I just glanced, has eight. Oklahoma State, of course, has everybody. I mean, and those are the top tiers. So you're talking about Wyoming, who's got 2, 4, 6, 8. Utah Valley, 2, 4, 6, no, 2, 4, 5. I mean, this is unbelievable, this schedule.
Northern Iowa has 7 ranked. Iowa State, I believe, has 7 or 8 ranked as well. I mean, it's nuts. Even Air Force. Air Force only has 2 ranked. I think we're kind of waiting to see. I think they got shafted a little bit in the rankings because they had 6 guys last year at the end of the season who were competing for spots in the national tournament. I believe they punched 3 through to the NCAA tournament, but I would expect for them to have more guys ranked by the time that duel actually gets here. But let's kind of jump into it here. We're going to open up our schedule at North Dakota State. Again, we're going to hold that date for now until we can officially release that, but that's a heck of a duel right there. You know, they've got
six
guys ranked right there.
Including a freshman, which is, you know, that's something at 133 that Kellen March, you don't see too many freshmen. They have another one at 197, ranked number 19, Owen Pence.
Now, something you need to note here when it says freshman on here, a lot of these freshmen wrestled last year.
Right.
So like a lot of our guys, year. Keegan, Rocky, you know, it's going to say freshman for them too because last year didn't count.
It was a 0 year.
A free redshirt year, a 0 year. That's right.
You know, we should, before we even talk about North, we should mention how good the Missouri team is.
Absolutely.
I mean, ranked 2nd in duels, by the way.
2nd in duels, 6th in tournament rankings. I mean, looking at it on paper, I like us in every duel this year. We're favored in every duel, I think, on paper right now. But, you know, we don't wrestle on paper. We wrestle on a mat, so we'll find out.
And you know, as well as I do, that injuries can happen to other teams, to Mizzou, and all that changes everything. So, you're right. On paper, as we sit in late September, things look pretty darn good. And when you go into North Dakota State, I think that's a good place to start because it's a good trip. It's a way for the guys to get their feet wet and say, all right, here we go. This is the start of the season.
Yeah, you know, we started out with that same trip last year at North Dakota State.
Yep.
They had a little tri meet out there last year. I think it was a quad. We had North Dakota, South Dakota, and Oregon State. So it was a quad meet. It was a good trip. You know, our guys wrestled really, really good. This year we're going to go out and wrestle 1 duel as opposed to 3. But you know, I'm looking forward to it. Like we said, 6 ranked matchups. The Kellen March kid at 133. I believe Trey Crawford wrestled him last year in the duel. I want to say he beat Trey, but it was a good match. You're going to jump up to 157 then. Jarrett Franick, him and Jarrett Jacques have battled, you know, numerous times. Jarrett beat him last year in the duel. That was a great match. 165, Luke Weber. Ranked 14th in the country.
Yep.
He wrestled Keegan O'Toole, I believe, in the blood round last year at the NCAA tournament. And Keegan took care of business, but he's no slouch either. He's a tough customer.
Then you have Austin Brenner, ranked 32nd at 174. Owen Pence, we mentioned, 19th at 197. And then heavyweight is Brandon Metz, a junior coming back. He's ranked 28th. So their highest rank wrestler is at 157, and that's Franick, and he's ranked number 11.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So going to be a good duel up there with the Bison. Mizzou, hopefully, should take care of business up there. And then we're going to come back home. We're going to see Northern Colorado, and they have 4 wrestlers starting out in the rankings. First of those being Moshe Schwartz at 133. He's 29th in the country. Then at 141, Andrew Alirez, who was a highly recruited top prospect coming out of high school. He's 141 pounds, believe it or not. Him and Keegan O'Toole had battles in high school. They were in the same weight class a lot. And like I said, Alirez is a really, really good recruit coming out of high school. I believe he's from Colorado. But he's 15th in the country at 141.
And both of those guys, sophomores, coming back, by the way, so they'll have plenty of experience.
Absolutely. Both were in the lineup last year, I believe, as well.
And we should mention, by the way, Northern Colorado's Big 12.
Absolutely. Both of those teams, North Dakota State and Northern Colorado, Big 12 opponents.
So maybe if you're – I mean, you kind of got to brush back up on your – especially Big 12 wrestling, just because there are – you think, oh, Northern Colorado, why are they going – they're in the conference. That's why we're going against them.
Absolutely. Since that expansion, you know, they joined, and I tell you what, since the expansion happened, I think it really raised the bar of those teams that came in.
Yep.
And that, man, they're all tough now. Then at 174 pounds, Jackson Haymeyer, He's 19th for Northern Colorado. And then their final ranked wrestler, Alan Clothier, number 23 at 184 pounds. So going to be some good matches there for our home opener.
Yep.
Got to see a lot of fans coming out to that. I believe that's Youth Night, if I'm not mistaken. So Youth, I believe you can purchase discount tickets for group sales for that. So want to get a lot of youth wrestlers and youth in the community out to that one.
You mentioned that Air Force would be coming in with just a couple of guys ranked, which is true, but they do have Wyatt Hendrickson at heavyweight. He'll be in the top 10 to start the season. They also have number 23, Jared Van Vliet. He's a junior. He's at 133 pounds, and that's another home duel, and it's another Big 12 home duel to where you're going to have a couple probably, you know, good opportunities early in the season to see the home guys at the Hearns.
Absolutely. That's going to be another good duel. I would expect them to have closer to four or five guys in the rankings by the time that duel gets here. That's going to be about a month into season. They'll have some matches under their belt, and I expect them to have four or five guys ranked by the time they come down to Columbia. But like you said, Bo, Wyatt Hendrickson, a heavyweight, definitely the poster child for Air Force wrestling right now. Just got done wrestling over in Russia with Rocky and Colton and Keegan. I believe he took fifth place. So he's a stud, and look forward to him and Zach scrapping it out.
He might be ranked higher than ninth by the time they get here.
He could be. He could be. Heavyweight's pretty loaded this year, and it's loaded just in the Big 12, as we'll kind of see later.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Then we expect the Lindenwood Open to happen, which would be nice, just because some of these tournaments that didn't happen last year, it's going to be nice to have them back, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, no open tournaments last year. As of right now, unless some regulations change, they're all on the slate for this year. And, you know, it's good for us. You know, we'll probably send some starters. I wouldn't expect us to send all of our starters to Lindenwood, but it's really good for our younger guys and our guys who aren't in the lineup, you know, right away.
Yep.
They can go and they can test the waters and get some good matches in. And it's just another opportunity for our coaches to see our wrestlers, you know, wrestle as well. And we were blessed last year that, you know, it was the zero year, and so we had a chance to throw a lot of extra guys in the lineup, and we had the extra matches last year, if you remember that, in dual meets. We wrestled some, you know, exhibition-type matches before and after the dual meet, and so, you know, that kind of made up for the lack of opens, but I know our coaches are really excited to see our younger guys go and compete in these open tournaments.
And they get way more matches than just an extra match. You know, you go to Lindenwood, and you can keep winning. You can keep going for, you know,
Five or six matches
in the weekend, and that's way better than just one extra match.
Absolutely. Then after Lindenwood, we have a highly anticipated. Now we're gonna break the rules here. We're gonna say this date, December 4th. We're having our Mizzou alumni homecoming match. So all Mizzou wrestling alumni, managers, former coaches, anyone that's ever been associated with the program, we're inviting you guys back. We want you to come back to Columbia and join us for a great tri-duel that day. We're going to be hosting Virginia Tech and Northern Iowa, and I counted it up earlier, Bo. Out of the 30 matches between the three duels, there's 22 ranked matchups right now.
Oof.
It's going to be a heck of a day to watch some wrestling.
Obviously, Virginia Tech out of the ACC and Northern Iowa out of the Big 12, so it'll be a great day of wrestling there at the Hearns Center again December 4th for alumni homecoming. But Virginia Tech comes in ranked 10th in duels and 15th as a team, right?
Yeah, you know, and they've got 9 guys in the rankings, and that includes a former national champion, Makai Lewis, who is 5th right now in the 165-pound rankings. I know he's coming off a little shoulder injury, but I would expect to see him possibly higher than that, even when he comes into town. But 9 guys in the rankings. So in that dual meet between Virginia Tech and Mizzou, you're going to see 9 ranked matchups. I mean, that's going to be just an insane duel for our fans to watch. And I believe the order that day will be Mizzou versus Northern Iowa, and then we'll take a break. I believe we're planning some festivities kind of on the off duel for Mizzou. Northern Iowa and Virginia Tech will wrestle during that time, and then Mizzou will duel Virginia Tech in the premier matchup that night.
It's amazing, too, looking at their lineup of the ranked guys. There's only 2 seniors. So, I mean, they are loaded Virginia Tech for a while. They got freshmen, Let's see. They got 1, 2, 3, 4 freshmen, a couple of sophomores, 1 junior, and 2 seniors in their ranks. So, I mean, they got young guys getting it done.
Yeah, you know, you look at their lineup, and they have, you know, multiple standout wrestlers. Look at Sam Latona at 125. He comes in ranked number 8. I believe he was an All-American last year. If he wasn't, he was dang close. But he's a scrapper for sure. He's a freshman. Mm-hmm. At 133, they've got Corbin Myers, who comes in at number 5. Him and Matthew Schmidt had a battle last year in the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament. He beat us 1-0,
yep.
Got the better of us. But I know Matt's really hungry for that rematch. Hopefully it happens. But that's a tough customer there at 133. Jump to 149, Bryce Andonian, former recent world bronze medalist in the Junior World Championships. He's back at 149.
Ranked eighth.
Brock Mahler actually wrestled him last year in, I believe it was the quarterfinals as well, at the NCAA tournament, and we beat him. But Andonian, man, if you've ever watched that kid wrestle, he is electric. I mean, he throws the kitchen sink the entire time, and he's fun to watch, but he's not fun to watch wrestling our team.
No.
So we're going to take him out.
Then you talked about Makai Lewis at 165. Ranked 9th at 184 is Hunter Bolin, a junior who's back. And then you have Andy Smith at 197, ranked 31st. And then heavyweight, again, in loaded heavyweight, ranked 15th is Nathan Traxler.
Nathan Traxler is a big pickup for them. He actually transferred from Stanford, I believe, when they were kind of having the coaching circus there. They weren't sure if they were going to have a program, and he transferred. So that was a great pickup for them and really rounds out a tough dual meet lineup for them.
Zach Elam is really going to have his hands full this year every meet, isn't he?
You know, you can look at multiple weight classes, most weight classes, in fact, and of our guys, and you're going to see in dual meets, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 matchups or more that are going to be ranked opponents. And so it's going to be a tough year, but you know what? It's going to sharpen us for the NCAA tournament, and we're going to be that much better going into it.
So then Northern Iowa that same day, again, December 4th for alumni homecoming. They'll probably be the first one, and Northern Iowa comes in with, let's see, 3, 7 ranked wrestlers, 1 as high as number 4, and this is, again, a Big 12 meet, so you got to be ready to go right from the jump.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't really reflect it as much in these rankings, but they have some age on that team, and Northern Iowa, without a doubt, always shows up to scrap, and they wrestle with a lot of energy and a lot of intensity, and that's always a fun dual meet. But like you said, Bo, they've got a couple standouts as well. Brody Teske, number 7 at 125.
Just a sophomore.
Yep. He got us, I believe, at the buzzer last year to Connor Brown. It was a barn burner of a match, but possible rematch there. And then they have Parker Kakaisen, a product of the Askren Wrestling Academy. He was 3rd, I believe, last year at the NCAA tournament. He's back at 184 pounds, ranked 4th. Jacob Holschlag, number 22 at 197. He's a little bit of a sleeper there. Don't let that 22 fool you. He's had some scraps. He's a senior. He's been high in the rankings before. I believe he's been out for a year or two with injuries. But he's back in the lineup, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him climb those rankings pretty quickly.
He'll be ready to take on Rocky, too. I mean, that's a chance for him to make an impression, make a dent on those rankings.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like we said, Mizzou, number 2 in the rankings. So going into every one of these duels, you know, Coach Smith always says that these teams have us circled on the calendar.
Yep.
They're preparing for us, and they want to come into our house and beat us. So we've got to be ready that day.
So after that alumni, again, December 4th, alumni homecoming, after that you have the national duels, you have the Southern Scuffle, and then you're going to go to SIUE. It's an easy trip. You keep that relationship that was there before the MAC, during the MAC, and you wrestle SIUE over there, and it's probably a good thing because you and I were there last year. That was one of the better duels in the MAC for our team.
Yeah, you know, SIUE is a good non-conference for us to have on the schedule. They've got a couple ranked guys just down the road. It's a nice, easy trip. You know, still coming out of COVID, we still got to be, you know, fairly, you know, budget-minded. It's not an expensive trip for us.
Sure.
And that's a trip where, you know, like I said, it's just down the road. We can take a bunch of guys and have them, you know, our younger guys, experience an away dual meet.
Yep.
So that's a good dual meet for us. But let's backtrack a little bit here on national duels. We haven't had it in a few years. I believe the last time we wrestled in it was 2017 or 18. It kind of went away for a little bit, but they've brought it back. As of right now, I don't think they're all officially locked in yet, but 7 top 10 teams, dual meet teams, are going to be down there in Florida.
Nice.
So there's going to be some scrapping going on. And what I've been told, how they're going to break that up is there's 12 teams, and there's going to be 4 pools of 3. And if you win your pool, then you're going to wrestle a winner of another pool. So we're going to have the potential to wrestle, you know, a Iowa, a Penn State, a Michigan, a Cornell. You know, Lehigh is going to be down there, NC State, North Carolina. I mean, there are some awesome teams down there that just add, you know, more potential ranked matchups for our wrestlers, and it's going to be some good scrapping, you know. Selfishly, I hope we draw, you know, Iowa or Penn State in our pool somehow. And then wrestle the other one in the finals. So.
Yeah, see where you're at.
I'd love to be the number one dual meet team. That'd be awesome.
Well, and there was a lot of talk, and it seems like there is always talk around the national duels. Should there be a national championship, you know, associated with that? Just because it's the whole concept is it's the team. You win your duel, you move on. You win the duel, you move on. So I don't remember the year, but Missouri won it, and it was like
2015,
and it was like, well, isn't that a national championship? And it is, but somehow it wasn't. But I understand. But maybe someday they'll have something for the national duels and then the individual national championships in March.
Yeah, you know, it's been a battle for as long as I can remember of, you know, I feel like, honestly, the majority of coaches want an NCAA dual meet national championship. Sometimes it's the one or two coaches with the most pull on the committee that are against it, and that kind of sways the crowd. So I think one day it will happen, hopefully one day soon. But this is a step in the right direction because you've got the best teams there.
Yep.
And so this is as close of a reflection of a true national dual championship as we're going to have. And we're really excited to go down there. And then that one is December 20th to 21st. We could say that date. That one's locked in for
that's
us.
That's probably on the calendar, sure.
Yep, that's on the calendar. And then the guys are going to have a couple-day break for Christmas, and they're going to get right back to training. Tiger style, going back down to the Southern Scuffle this year, you know, ringing in the new year. That's always a super tough tournament. You know, it'll be interesting to see what teams go down there. You know, in the past, Penn State has gone, but they're also going to the national duels. Cornell usually goes, Oklahoma State, Minnesota, you know, North Carolina State, all your good ACC teams. That's a heck of a tournament to go down, and that's a pretty good test, usually, of, you know, how we're going to fare at the national tournament.
Yep.
And I know Coach and is really excited to go back down there. I don't think we have any guys on the team that have ever wrestled in it. We haven't been back down in so long. We spent so many years going down to Florida and wrestling in those duels, which was awesome. But great to be back in the Southern Scuffle down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga
easy,
strong.
That's I was going to say, easy trip for us, isn't it? I mean, relatively.
Relatively. It's about 10 hours.
Yeah.
We take a bus down there, though. We'll take a good handful of wrestlers. We'll take, I would say, somewhere between 15 and 17 wrestlers down there with us. So, almost a double team. We'll get a lot of good action down there.
Yep. No doubt about it.
And then SIUE, following that, as you mentioned, Bo. Then we're going to be on the road against Oklahoma. Co-Big 12 champs from last year, and they've got a heck of a team coming back.
8 wrestlers ranked right now, the highest, as I look at it, number 8. Should have known at 141. Dom is there.
Oh, yeah, Dom Demas.
Dom Demas there, and he's their highest wrestler. Their team is really upperclassmen heavy. I mean, they have juniors and seniors who are ranked and who are back, and especially the seniors, they have 1, 2, 3 seniors who will want to go out on a high note. They've been given this extra year, and now they want to do something with it, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you look at a team who has that much age, and, you know, even if their ranking isn't as high, that age gives them an advantage in dual meets and tournaments. And, you know, that experience doesn't always necessarily reflect on their ranking. But that's a dual meet we got to be ready for. That's a tough one. It's going to be down in Norman. And like you said, Bo, they've got a stacked team. I believe they've got 8 guys in the rankings.
Jake Woodley ranked 10th. Yeah,
Jake Woodley, who, All-American, coming back. Josh Heinzelman, a freshman in their lineup, a heavyweight, he just took 2nd to Wyatt Hendrickson at the Junior World Team Trials, so he's a stud as well. They've got Anthony Mantadona at 165, kind of like Bryson Donian I mentioned earlier. Mantadona is crazy to watch. Go back and watch him and Peyton Makos' opening match at the NCAA tournament. Peyton killed the kid. He beat him by a ton, but it was, you were on the edge of your seat the entire time. You're just like, someone's going to get pinned, and I don't know who it's going to be, but it was crazy. And then they've got Mitch Moore in their lineup, too, who's a transfer from Virginia Tech. He's tough. And then, of course, like you said, about Dom Demas at 141, ranked 8th. Wouldn't be surprised to see him ranked higher, but no doubt that is a super tough weight class, 141, even in the Big 12, super tough weight class.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Oklahoma ranked 12th in dual meets, by the way, as a team. That one will be on the road, right?
Yes, sir. That one will be on the road.
So then you return home for another Big 12 meet against South Dakota. South Dakota ranked 23rd, and they have some wrestlers. They have about 3 wrestlers who are ranked right near the top 10. They got one ranked 9, one 11, and one 13. So, again, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ranked wrestlers. You wouldn't think, oh, okay, South Dakota's coming in for a duel. You would think, oh, that's not that good of a duel. It's going to be a good duel.
No, that's going to be a great duel. They have some outstanding, you know, individual wrestlers, and they're not a bad team either. You know, that's Damian Hahn came in there, I believe, 2 years ago from Cornell. He's the head coach now at South Dakota State. And they've been making moves. They're really good. Clay Carlson at 141, an All-American last year at 141. He's ranked 11th. Returning All-American ranked 11th. That tells you how deep that weight class is. At 149, Zach Price, he was actually at 133 last year. He was actually Matthew Schmidt's only loss heading into the national tournament. He beat us right at the buzzer, but he's up at 149 this year. At 165, Tanner Cook, number 13. He's back in their lineup this year. He was out last year. I believe he was hurt. Here we go again. He's another one of those guys that is just absolutely crazy to watch. He'll throw the kitchen sink at you at any point in the match. And he actually wrestled a couple of our guys down in Florida a couple years ago. So we're ready for him. But he's definitely a fun one to watch. Then you've got Kay DeVos, who Keegan beat in the junior trials finals. So super tough dude there. 197, Tanner Sloan, 2-time All-American. You know, I believe it was 2 years ago, he was a Big 12 champion, ranked 9th. I think he took 6th last year in the Big 12 tournament at 197.
What is Rocky ranked, 5th?
Rocky's ranked 5th.
Okay.
Yep. 197 in the Big 12 tournament is probably the toughest weight class in that tournament, probably the toughest weight class in any conference in the country. That weight class is insane. And then at heavyweight for South Dakota State, AJ Nevels, they picked him up from Penn State, I believe. Maybe from Fresno. He has a brother. Can't remember which one that is. But a great pickup for them. And they're a tough team, and there's going to be a lot of good matchups there as they come into Columbia.
Yeah, so they'll be at the Hearn Center. How are we doing time-wise? You want to keep going?
Yeah, we'll keep going.
All right.
We'll round these out. We don't have too many duels left.
So then it's Utah Valley and Wyoming. So obviously you can tell that those are on the road, because if you're going to go to those places, you're going to do them at the same time.
Yeah, you know, we were actually going to just wrestle Utah Valley, and then thankfully Wyoming said, hey, we'll come down and wrestle you guys too. So that's going to be a great day. And, you know, like you said, Bo, earlier, those are two teams, you know, two non-traditional Big 12 teams, and, you know, you first look at that and you say, it's, you know, Utah and Wyoming. There's a lot of ranked matchups in those two duels.
Yep.
Those are two phenomenal duels. I mean, Utah Valley, they've got five ranked guys.
A couple ranked eighth.
Yeah, most notably those two right there. Taylor Lamont at 125, returning All-American, and Demetrius Romero at 165. I believe he's also returning All-American. He's a two-time Big 12 champion. He's coming down a weight class. He was 174 in the past. He's moving down to 165. He's a tough customer, and I can't wait to see him and Keegan scrap it out there. But they've got five guys in the rankings. Then you look at Wyoming. Wyoming was in the hunt last year in the final round of the Big 12 tournament to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
So they are a tough, tough team. They've got, I believe, eight guys in the rankings.
Four of them sophomores. Three juniors and a senior. Their highest ranked guy is the heavyweight, number eight, Brian Andrews. But they have, again, they have guys right around the top 10 up and down the lineup.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a great, great duel looking at that one on paper. It's going to be a tough duel, but I'll say this, that, you know, we both have the same advantage here of we've wrestled all these guys. So we know, you know, what to expect with them. We can look on last year's film. But on the same side of that, they can do the same thing. You know, they have film of us as well. So it's going to be a great duel out there, and we're looking forward to that one.
So then is the biggie. I mean,
oh yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are tons of tough duels. But when you're talking about Oklahoma State at the Hearn Center, that's the one that everybody's going to circle on the calendar.
You know, being from Oklahoma, you know, selfishly, I've got that one circled every year. I always can't wait for us to wrestle them. This year, on paper right now, we're number two. They're number three in dual meets. 10 ranked matchups in that dual meet.
Yep.
It's going to be electric from start to finish. You guys are going to want to pack the Hearns for that one. Get here early. Stay late. That's going to be a good one. You're not going to want to miss it. And, I mean, let's just touch on every matchup.
You look at it and you recognize everybody here.
Absolutely. So at 125 there, Trevor Mastrogiovanni comes in ranked number 20, a freshman that wrestled last year. I believe Noah Certain wrestled him at the Cowboy Challenge last year, and we did beat him. But that's a tough matchup in and of itself. Then you jump to 133. You start getting into their hammers.
Yeah.
Dayton Fix, who just made a senior world team, returning two-time NCAA runner-up. He's going to be taking on Matthew Schmidt, you know, presumably there. Fix ranked number two in the country.
Then at 141, Dusty Hone. Let's see. He's ranked number 17, so he'll probably be taking on Alan Hart, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you know, Josh Edmond wrestled Dusty Hone last year in the finals of the Cowboy Challenge Tournament, and I believe he's the only guy in our current roster that's wrestled him. I actually wrestled Dusty Hone back when I was in school.
Wow.
So that dude, he says he's a sophomore, but he's been around for a minute there. so he's got experience, don't let that fool you. But Josh was getting the better of him last year in that match when Hone had to medically default. But that's going to be a good match with him and Alan Hart there. They both wrestle at high pace.
Yeah, no question about it. Talk about 149. I mean, you got a 23rd ranked wrestler, and for Missouri, you got Brock Mahler. I know we're talking about Oklahoma State, but I feel like Brock Mahler is going to be on a mission this year. He's been so close to being the top of the food chain. I think he's going to be on a mission this year.
Yeah, you know, he just came back from the World Team Trials, and he didn't finish as well as he wanted to there, and since then, you know, he's had a different mentality, and he's, you know, he's definitely a man on the mission this year. We've got to figure some stuff out there between 141 and 149. You know, we've got three super tough dudes between Brock, Josh, and Alan. It's obviously tough looking at that. You got two guys ranked number five in the country.
Yeah.
But we've got some lineup things to figure out in there. But for Oklahoma State, you know, Caden Gefeller, he's been ranked in the top 10 before. He's super tough. You know, he's bounced back and forth between 141 and 149, but he's got tons of experience. He hasn't been all that healthy in the past, but I guess you could kind of say that for Oklahoma State's entire lineup.
Sure.
They were kind of injury-plagued all last year, but if he's healthy, he's as tough as they come as well.
At 157, you have Wyatt Sheets, a returning senior. He's back, and he's ranked number 14.
Yeah, you know, him and Jarrett have gone back and forth. They're always kind of, it seems like they always start off in that 10 to 14 range ranked, but they've gone back and forth, you know, getting the better of each other. Sheets snuck in there last year in All-American. Jarrett lost in the blood round.
Yep.
Sheets, another one again, though, was injury prone last year, so not sure what version of him we're going to see if that matchup happens, but another hammer.
165, ranked number 6 is Travis Whitlake, a sophomore. If I remember right, maybe I'm not remembering right, but I remember his name for some reason. Yeah, Why do I remember his name?
Keegan wrestled him for third last
year. That's right. Okay.
And it was a heck of a match. I believe we got him by 1 point. Great match, though. Looking at Whitlake on our schedule last year, I was going to say he was probably going to be the toughest challenge for Keegan last year. Just stylistically, and he's a little bit bigger for a 165-pounder. You know, last year we're talking about. He was one I was worried about last year, but Keegan got him for third and fourth, and that's going to be a great rematch there. Keegan's a little bit beefier now, I'll tell you that. I saw him yesterday. He was doing some push-ups and some curls, getting ready for picture day, you know, and he's a little beefier now. So these guys, they've got something in store this year.
That's good. All right, let's round this out. You got Dustin Plott at 174, Dakota Gear, AJ Ferrari at number 1 at 197, Austin Harris number 11 at heavyweight, Gear is number 7 at 184. I mean, as you mentioned, it's just go time when that duel comes around.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, every matchup. You know, Plott, a freshman again, he wrestled last year. Another one, I sound like a broken record over here. He was, you know, pretty injury prone last year, banged up all year, but that's going to be a great matchup between him and presumably Peyton Mocco in that one. 184, Dakota Gear, he's a couple-time All-American coming back. That's going to be a good one. The big one, everyone's got this one circled. I do. It's going to be AJ Ferrari and probably Rocky Elam. The only time that they've wrestled that I know of was last year, last fall, in the U-20 finals. Rocky was a little banged up going into that tournament, so he wasn't, I don't even know if he was 80% healthy, and Ferrari got the better of him in that match, I believe 6-2, a freestyle match, obviously, but looking forward to that one. I want to see Rocky get on top of that dude, and want to see him ride him out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one for sure. And then Austin Harris, that'll be a rematch with Zach Elam. Zach was, man, taking Harris behind the woodshed at the NCAA tournament, and Harris is dangerous, and hit us with a nasty lat drop and pinned us. So that's going to be a good rematch there for Zach.
So after that one, then it's a, like you would think, okay, well, we'll rest a little bit and see what we can do.
Oh,
but
no.
Then it's a road trip to 8th-ranked Arizona State.
Yeah, you know, and being ranked 8th, they are very high in the individual rankings in some weights.
Yeah.
125, returning NCAA finalist Brandon Courtney, 133,
ranked fourth,
133 Michael McGee. He beat Matthew Schmidt last year in the blood round at the NCAA tournament. I believe it was like a 9-8 match, crazy match. He's a transfer from Old Dominion, going to be a great match. 149, number 6, Kyle Parko. He's a transfer from Fresno. He's a freshman again. He took 6th place last year. Brock Mahler actually beat him for 5th and 6th last year. So another great matchup. Ja'Cory Teamer, number 4 at 157. He just beat Brock Mahler to make the world team spot.
Yep.
On the U23 team. So he's a tough customer. 165, you see number 7, Anthony Valencia there. He's been around
since 1995, it seems like.
As the kids say, since Vietnam. He's been there a while. Man, you would look at a number 7 like that and say, that's going to be a tough matchup for Keegan. And I'm assuming it will be, but Keegan teched him.
Yeah.
Keegan teched him on the backside last year in the NCAA tournament. So, man, that tells you on how much of a different level Keegan O'Toole is than everybody else. I think they kind of did him wrong in the rankings, Keegan. I believe he's ranked 5th or 4th. But, yeah, I'm excited to watch him scrap this year.
So then at 197, you have number 8, Cordell Norfleet. At heavyweight, you have number 4, Colton Schultz. So 7 ranked wrestlers on Arizona State, all in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a team full of studs. Cordell Norfleet, Rocky beat him last year in the All-American round at the NCAA tournament. And then Colton Schultz, number four in the country at heavyweight, just made a senior world Greco team. They've got a tough lineup down there, dual meet and tournament-wise, down in Tempe. And you know what? I know they're going to pack the house. That's the duel they have circled. We're coming in there. It's going to be a tough one for sure.
Yeah. So then your last regular season duel is at home against Iowa State, and it's kind of the finale of the Big 12 before the Big 12 tournament and then obviously the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, you know, and just looking at Iowa State there, they were another team where there was like a four-team race last year in the final round of the Big 12 tournament that anybody could have won it if, you know, one thing went one way or another. They're ranked 25th in duels, 19 in tournament rankings. I would absolutely expect that to change because they have a tough, tough lineup, and I'm going to expect them to have, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys in the rankings by the time that dual meet gets here.
Well, and their featured is number one David Carr at 157.
Absolutely. National champion David Carr. Going to be a good matchup there. Him and Jared have wrestled a couple times, I believe. I know Jared's going to be ready for that one going into it. Number 9, Ian Parker at 141. You know, Alan Hart and him had a great match last year. Alan ended up beating him. Ian Parker, Big 12 champion last year. So, tough customer there. 149, Jarrett Deegan. Him and Brock have had a bunch of battles.
Yeah, they've wrestled a lot.
Brock has came out on top the last couple of times. But, man, Deegan is tough. He comes in ranked 19th. He's a senior. And then they also have Marcus Coleman at 22 and Zach Redding at 22 at 133 and 184. But like I said, I would expect them to have, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys in the rankings by the time that duel gets here. Oh, and heavyweight, I missed Sam Schuyler. He's a transfer from Buffalo. He's ranked 31 right now, but I promise you he's going to be somewhere between 10 and 15, I would guess, by the time that duel gets here because he is insanely tough. Him and Zach Elam had a great match last year at the MAC tournament. Zach ended up pinning him, but it was a great match before that.
So then after that, you go to the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament. You know that's going to be somewhere in March just because that's when Matt Madness happens.
Yeah, and you know, the Big 12 tournament, it's nice being back to the Big 12, obviously, for, you know, competition reasons and whatnot, but it's right down the road here in Tulsa.
Yep.
You know, it's not like the previous years you're wrestling the MAC and you got to go to Mount Pleasant, Michigan, or you, like
Jersey.
Last year, New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're right down the road at Tulsa, you know, so that's an opportunity we have to really pack the stands of black and gold and, you know, have 1,000, 2,000 screaming Mizzou fans down there as hopefully, you know, we have a pretty good shot of hoisting the trophy at the end of that day.
And if you don't know, the national tournament this year is in Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan. Crossing your fingers, hoping for warm weather up there in March.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Hey, as long as it's not super windy like it was back in Cleveland a couple years ago, I'll be okay with it. But a very new Little Caesars Arena up there in Detroit. I've told the downtown area and everything's going to be totally redone. It's going to be a great fan experience, so you want to catch the Tigers there for sure.
It's a heck of a schedule, Matt, no doubt about it.
Absolutely, and we've got our team rankings there. You want to run through those
sure.
real quick, Bo?
Sure. So at 125, Connor Brown starts off ranked number 19. Seems about right. Matthew Schmidt at 133 will be at number 10. Alan Hart ranked 5th at 141. Brock Mahler ranked 5th at 149. Jared Jacuse ranked 10th at 157. Keegan O'Toole 5th at 165. Peyton Mako 17th at 174. Jeremiah Kent 13th at 184. Rocky Elam is 5th at 197, and Zach Elam is 13th at heavyweight.
Now, keep in mind, too, a couple of these weight classes, there's going to be a battle for the spot. And, you know, that's just kind of that's the nature of the beast when you have a room that's as loaded as ours is.
This is projected starters.
Right. Projected starters by Intermat rankings.
Yeah.
But as you heard it there, 10 guys in the rankings for Mizzou, all in the top 20. Most of which in the top 15. Really, really tough lineup for us.
Highest ranking is number 5, but there's 4 guys ranked 5 in the country. Hart, Mahler, O'Toole, and then Rocky Elam.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they kind of did us a little dirty on a few of these rankings, especially Keegan. You know,
yep.
he's not the fifth best guy in the country. I'm going to tell you that right now. But, yeah, we'll take a little further in-depth look at these some of these matchups when we kind of go down the road here with the podcast. We'll have some guys come in and tell us what matchups they're looking forward to and whatnot. But nonetheless, a tough, tough slate for the Tigers this year.
And as soon as all the contracts are signed and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, the schedule will be out.
Absolutely. We can tell you what day and everything. Black and Gold also coming up here in just a few weeks. We're waiting to release that date as well.
Sweet.
Absolutely. So before we close it out, next weekend against Tennessee, come stop by the Tiger Style tailgate. We'll be over here on the southeast side of the stadium inside the little fenced-in area. Just come stop by. Tell them you're with the Tiger Style tailgate and come on in. Get some food. Get some drinks. BYOB. Coach Smith said, we'll have water in the ice chest.
There you go.
But yeah, come on, stop by, you know, chat it up with us. We'll have a good time there. Yeah, we're ready for it. Ready for season. Cold weather and wrestling.
That's right. It's around the corner.
All right. Well, until next time, this is Tiger Style. Stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. From Learfield.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.